This is Divine Mercy Sunday, when we are invited as the church in a particular way to meditate on the mercy of God as that mercy is manifested in and through the death and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The chaplet of Divine Mercy begins with this prayer. You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened for the whole world. Here, St. Faustina was given words that clearly associate the ocean of mercy that opened for the whole world as being directly related to our Lord's death, as the words "you expired" indicate. It is therefore fitting that St. John Paul II has declared this Sunday after Easter to be Divine Mercy Sunday, that Sunday where year by year we are given a vivid picture of our Lord Jesus' mercy as we meditate on his wounds as touched by St. Thomas. Today, I want to think with you about one particular expression of divine mercy that is called the law of the gift. The law of the gift. And let me use a story to illustrate what this law of the gift looks like. During Holy Week in the year 2012, Clara and her 8-year-old grandson Michael were walking home from Holy Thursday Mass at Our Lady of Mount Carmel Parish on Staten Island in New York. As they crossed the street, a car barreled toward them with little Michael in its crosshairs. His grandma Clara pushed her grandson out of the way to safety and took onto herself the full force of that car and was instantly killed. Her life-giving act was made the more poignant in that it came the night before Jesus died. And what were they doing? They were returning from the Mass of the Lord's Supper when Jesus himself spoke of his own sacrificial death, where he gave the example of selfless service as he washed the apostles' feet. Cardinal Timothy Dolan, the Archbishop of New York, in relating this story, then spoke about how he had the opportunity to meet with Grandma Clara's extended family. And this is what Archbishop Dolan heard. Clara's was a life of constant, heroic, selfless love. Her merciful life was a witness to the law of the gift. So what is the law of the gift, you might be asking? Well, this is a phrase that was coined by St. John Paul II. And let me read it to you now. The law of the gift is, we are at our best when we are most fully alive and human, when we give away freely and sacrificially ourselves in love to another. Jesus put it this way in John's Gospel. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down their life for their friends. Bishop Robert Barron, in thinking about this same law of the gift, restates it this way. The more you give your being away, the more your being increases. The more you cling to your being, the more your being decreases. Think about this in one example from The Lord of the Rings. Gollum, consumed with himself, the more he clings to his own being, the more self-consumed he comes to the point of dying in the fire of Mount Doom. Think about Sam Gamgee, on the other hand, one who gave himself away sacrificially, generously to Frodo, and his being, his life, elevates, and he becomes an even greater hobbit because of how he chose to live the law of the gift. Today's gospel reading informs us that to live with this kind of merciful, sacrificial love involves us seeing the wounds of Jesus Christ as being the clearest expression of the law of the gift ever known to humankind. Those are the most blessed in this world who, when they are inspired by these wounds, are learning to live mercifully like Jesus, and so are learning to practice the law of the gift. And so I want to meditate with you now on the wounds of Jesus as we reflect on his interaction with St. Thomas. You'll remember in today's gospel that after Jesus twice extends the greeting of peace, which is a clear expression of his mercy, he then invites the skeptical apostle to touch the very place where the wounds of the crucifixion had pierced the Lord's flesh. He wants Thomas to experience in a tactile way how Jesus offered his merciful body for the salvation of the world. And notice what Jesus says next. Do not be faithless, but believing. Now, of course, at the most fundamental, he's saying, don't be faithless. I have been raised from the dead. I am here. Believe what you see. But of course, the deeper level, I think, is he's wanting Thomas to see and feel that he, Jesus, is the merciful Savior. And here's the thing that's so striking about this story. It's right after that point, when Thomas touches the wounds of Jesus, that Thomas gives the first creed of the church. My Lord and my God. Now let's sit with this scene for a minute. It is as Thomas touches the wounds that he says to Jesus, you are my Lord, you are my God. It is the suffering of Jesus, now manifested in his resurrected body, that inspires Thomas with this declaration. And here's what I hope you will learn from this. The mercy of Jesus Christ, the mercy of Jesus Christ is manifested in his crucifixion. But that mercy is then vindicated because of his resurrection. And it's because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ that we can say that the greatest attribute of the love of God is his mercy. St. Thomas Aquinas, when reflecting on the mercy of God, put it this way. Mercy is the supreme virtue through which God's omnipotence is manifested to the greatest degree. Did you hear that? Mercy is the greatest expression of God's omnipotence. Now let's think about this word omnipotence. It's a compound word. Omni means all. Potens means powerful. Therefore, omnipotence means all powerful. And here is the fundamental paradox of the Christian faith. The God of the universe is most powerful when he is seemingly at his weakest and most vulnerable. It is thus the mercy of Jesus whereby God's greatest power is made known. And this is something St. Thomas the Apostle understood when he said, my Lord and my God. This means that the attribute of mercy is the most important virtue, not only of God, but that mercy is the most important attribute of Jesus' disciples. For those who are seeking to live as his followers, that for us who say, you too, Jesus, are my Lord and my God, we then hear Jesus say that you will be most blessed in your life when you are learning to live mercifully. You will be most enriched in your life when you are learning to live the law of the gift. For as St. Thomas Aquinas said, there is no power greater in the whole universe than the mercy of God. This has a very clear application for us. When we understand that God's omnipotence is shown primarily through mercy, what kind of community will St. Peter's become more and more and more? This church, this congregation, which is already full of mercy, will become ever more merciful. Because in light of the death and resurrection of Jesus, and in light of our profession of saying, my Lord and my God, we will say, yes, there is nothing more important than to live out the law of the gift. Pope Francis, in The Joy of the Gospel, encourages and challenges us all in these words. Let us try a little harder to take the first step and become involved. Jesus washed the feet of his disciples. The Lord gets involved, and he involves his own as he kneels and washes their feet. He tells his disciples, "You will be blessed if you do this." Now listen to this, says the Pope. A merciful community gets involved by word and deed in people's daily lives. It bridges distances. It is willing to abase itself if necessary, and it embraces human life, touching the suffering flesh of Christ in others. Did you hear that last part? It's through mercy that we identify with Thomas in touching the wounds of our Savior. And so here is the connection for today's gospel. It is through expressing mercy that we will, with St. Thomas, touch others with the love of Christ. Such people, says Jesus, are truly blessed because they are tapping into the greatest power known to humankind. The mercy that gushed forth for souls and the ocean of mercy that opened up for the whole world. And it is for us to recall the importance of this mercy as was shown to St. Thomas and to St. Faustina in a very particular way. This is a very important day. Do you know it was in 2005, on this day, that our Holy Father, St. John Paul II, went home to heaven? And it was our Holy Father, St. John Paul II, who in the year 2000, on the 30th of April, when he canonized Sister Mary Faustina Kalawska, declared this Sunday to be Divine Mercy Sunday. In his homily on the day of her canonization, he talked about the law of the gift in this way. It is not easy to love with a deep love, which lies in authentic gift of self. There's that law of the gift. The Holy Father goes on to say, this love can only be learned by penetrating the mystery of God's love. Looking at him, being one with his fatherly heart, we are able to look with new eyes at our brothers and our sisters with an attitude of unselfish solidarity, of generosity, of forgiveness. And then the Holy Father ends with this word, all this is mercy. All this is mercy. Such love, such mercy is only possible when we are willing to touch the wounds of the resurrected Christ. Such love is the greatest power in the universe because it is the ultimate expression of God's omnipotence. This is something that Grandma Clara, who lived on Staten Island, witnessed to throughout her whole life, and she died in order to testify to this mercy. It is the law of the gift, the law of the gift, expressed by all of those who sincerely and wholeheartedly say with St. Thomas, my Lord and my God. St. John Paul II, pray for us. St. Thomas Aquinas, pray for us. St. Faustina, pray for us. St. Thomas the Apostle, pray for us that we may evermore become a community of mercy where the law of the gift is being lived out in our families and wherever we live.